Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Dude, you gotta hear this.
Hear this.
Go ahead. I think I want to hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
Hey, you want to win some HTO? You can do that right now by texting the keyword T to the short code 20357. That gets you a chance to win a free iced tea, a free coffee drink from the HTOs in Wichita or in Derby. It is a great way to try it out if you haven't. If you're a fan, a great way to get a free drink or two. You can enter once per day. Message and data rates apply. Again, just text the keyword T to the short code 20357. Welcome back into Sports Daily. We're talking college hoops. As we should be today. It's a big college hoops day. We have KU getting ready to face off with Iowa State in what is sure to be a fantastic game tonight, at least on paper. We have Shreyas Lotta in next hour to help us get ready for that one. We had two games last night. We talked a little bit about K State there in the first segment. We'll get into the Shockers. Tommy, Rick chimes in. Rick, one of our great listeners who loves to get in touch with us through the video streams. It's a great way to get in touch with the program. Says these aren't students anymore. Rick Barnes told one of his players it's his job to make shots the other day. None of the guys are going to class. Look, I think it's unfair to say none of the guys are going to class. I don't think that's true at all. Sure, some guys might not be going to class. Some guys have always not gone to class. I don't want to be naive about what college sports has always been, but I also don't want to loop everybody into that because I don't think that's true at all. Like a lot of students are going to class. I think a lot of students are living up the college experience. I just think they got a little money in their pocket or a lot of money in their pocket. And that's the way it should be. The court says so. So the law says so. We're going to have to collectively adjust to this. It won't be the Wild West forever, but it is taking longer than anticipated, I think, to sort out, you know, how this all lands and looks, because they keep losing every court battle, as they should. What's been happening forever is silly. It's nonsense. It's, you know, it just defies like labor law. You can't work for free. That's not what we do in this country. So we'll figure it out. There will be guardrails. There will be regulations. You'll see roster continuity as soon as they can figure out how to come up with agreements with players to keep them in place longer. That will help everybody. But until then, this is what we'll have. But I don't like that being an excuse, Tommy, because everybody has the same thing to deal with, right? Everybody's got it. It's not like one team is able to keep players longer and another is not. Like every coach across the country is dealing with the same set of circumstances. You either thrive in it or you don't. You have to retain or you have to bring in new players more quickly than you did before. That's just the way things are now.
At different levels. Like it's not,
sure.
It's all relative.
It's always been at different levels.
Compared to what kind of money you have. Right. If you've got other major sports that are competing against you, like if you're a major football school, you know, or not, that's a big part of it. What kind of resources the university has, even what kind of desire players have to go and play for your institution, because like it or not, that's still a part of it as well. Like, you could throw a big old bag of money at somebody, but if you're a program that, you know, if you're a coach that is not respected, if you're a program down at the bottom of the barrel, like, it's going to be hard still. Like, there's still the regular normal recruiting things that are still in place.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's all relative compared to the program that you are overseeing. But what I really actually appreciate about what Rick Barnes did was he said the quiet part out loud. You know, he flat out was like, look, like, you're this guy, you're getting paid to make shots and you're not doing what you're getting paid to do. So you're going to sit on the bench. There's kind of, and this hasn't really been publicized a whole lot, but there's been a whole internal conversation at KU about one of their guys that they brought in, AJ Storr, during the offseason, who's not performing well. They paid him a lot of money. And so there's a lot of conversation about, like, is he living up to the potential that he or the expectations that were put in front of him because of the amount of money that he is garnering to play for the Jayhawks? It's happening. That sort of thing, I'm sure, in some capacity, yeah, to your point, is happening almost everywhere.
Well, but again, let's not pretend like the big time programs in college athletics are only now dealing with missed expectations from players who are compensated, whether it was under the table or on top of the table. I say this all the time. I went to a very small school and I knew what was going on even there because I'm friends with the players, right? So everything scales up or down, but until now, it was never a part of the conversation, you know, the hidden money that, oh, this guy's getting a bunch of hidden money and they're not prefer-. Like, no, like, at some point, you got to put that stuff to the side and it's still basketball or it's still football. Like, you still have to perform, right? We're just more open with how this works now. And it's bigger, right? Of course, it's bigger. Like, the amounts are bigger and all of these things. But that doesn't change the fact that everybody's dealing with it to some degree. So you either thrive in it. I would love if social media went away, but I still got to utilize it and deal with it. It's a part of life now, right? Like, we all do professionally all the time. We don't like changes. How excited are you every time you get an IT training video changed at your office?
Yeah.
It's like the biggest collective sigh in the world when you see one of those. Oh, good. This system that we've been using forever that works just fine, let's change it. That'll be good. Like, nobody likes that.
Yeah.
Right. But we have to deal with it. We don't get to just, like, sit back and complain about it. Oh, the good old days. We didn't have to, you know, put two-factor authentication in to get into my computer.
Yeah. The good old days, there were, like, duffel bags full of money that were under the table being handed to players, right? Like, those were the quote unquote good old days. You know me,
exactly.
You know, I love, like, throwing out old sayings and quotes and things like that. One that comes to mind is that change is inevitable, but growth is optional. And, like, these things are everything is going to change in every single sports league that we know of. Like, it's different now than it was even just a few years ago. The change is inevitable. It's just a matter of whether or not you can adapt to it. And you know what? The coaches that either can't or don't want to, they're not on the sidelines, or they won't be in short order. Like, in college basketball, a large reason, I mean, like, these guys have been open about it. Guys like Roy Williams and Coach K, I think Jay Wright probably, you know, falls into that category as well. Like, they either felt like they couldn't or they didn't want to
and
that's fine. Like, they got out of the way. You know, Nick Saban in college football probably is that way also. Like, didn't really want to be in this new landscape. Totally okay. By the way, I love Nick Saban on TV. I think he's fantastic. You know, so that's a win also. But I think that, like, instead of clutching our pearls, you know, and like, not wanting to still have this conversation because of some, like, traditions or, like, that's not the way college athletics, like, this is the way that it is right now. And so let's be upfront and transparent and honest about it. And, like, in the case of K-State, it's okay to say that Coleman Hawkins, while he may be doing from a performance level what he's done over the course of his career, it's okay to have the conversation. Is he worth the money that K-State has paid him?
Oh, sure.
And that's more of a question on K-State, I think, than it is on Coleman Hawkins.
Right. But the alternative was to have the money in their pocket, not use any of it, we and think, not have Coleman
Hawkins. We don't know. I mean, we think.
Well, but right. They obviously paid him very late in the cycle, right? And they set a record, I believe, at the time, according to some reports. So.
But don't you think that, and that goes back to the conversation of like, we're not having these conversations as much in other sports, but I think it's because everything is kind of out in the open. Like in the NFL, you know exactly where your team's salary cap, or where the salary cap is and where you are to, you know, the cap, like the cap space that you have. You contracts are pretty transparent. You kind of know what everybody's getting paid, the terms of all of it, how it all works, how you can try to put, like, we speculate on that sort of thing all the time with the Kansas City Chiefs, how they work around the cap. You know, will they use that money? If so, how are they going to restructure things? That's the only difference right now in college athletics, is that that stuff is not super out in the open as far as the way that these payers, not that the way that they're being paid, but like how it all is going down, what's left, all of that. That makes it harder to figure out exactly what, you know, which way is up.
I think, and ultimately it's the path to make it easier is for the leagues to come in and have their own sort of salary caps. But in order to do that, you have to navigate all the other stuff and make these contracts and not scholarships necessarily. And that's where this is ultimately headed, I think, because you've got revenue share involved now. And all that will get sorted out. It'll just take time. And it's confusing and it's complicated and it's in the legal system in the hands of lawyers who get paid to complicate things. So it will be complicated and it will take time. And we'll just have to, this is what the reality we live in now. But it is the reality for everyone. It's not like it's just the reality for K-State. It's the reality to everyone. All right. Let's talk about the Shockers here for a second, Tommy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's so funny, too, because K-State, it's like, oh, did they spend too much money? And then for Wichita State, we're like, oh, did they spend enough money? Like, like at the end of the day, it's all performance-based, right? Like, are you winning or are you not winning? Wichita State does get a win last night over Charlotte, 68-59. Look, they bounced back and they played well. In terms of what has been plaguing them and in terms of what we needed to see from them pretty badly, they played well. They out-rebounded Charlotte. Check. That's been a problem lately. They didn't turn the ball over a ton. Check. That's been a huge problem lately. And they didn't allow Charlotte to come in and shoot a high percentage from three. Check. How much of that is Charlotte, who's not a good three-point shooting team? Anyway, I don't know. But they've let a lot of not good three-point shooting teams tear them apart lately. All three of those things we needed to see. All three of those things got better. Yes, it's a 9-point home win against Charlotte, and nobody's like beating their chest about that as this major accomplishment. But it is a major accomplishment because we saw them correct the things that they had needed to be corrected through this stretch of games. So I'll take that as a really nice spot for Wichita State. If they can do that consistently, they're going to win a lot of conference games this year. And so I think when we see that, after we had not seen that for about four straight games, that's a really positive sign. The team responded to adversity. That's good news.
If anybody is doing any kind of hand-wringing this morning over the result of the game, like, oh, they only beat Charlotte by 9 at home, like, you're missing the point entirely.
Yes,
like, the Shockers needed to have a W in the win column. Didn't matter how it got there. Didn't matter if they won by one or won by 41. Ultimately didn't matter. Like, they needed to get back on track. They needed to get out of the funk that they've been in for however long, ever since conference play started, and even before conference play. Ronnie DeGray, he was a difference maker. And he was, and I was questioning whether or not he would be, or how much of one he would be. All the times leading up to this game against Charlotte, and we were talking about his potential return. You were saying things like he can be the spark plug defensively that can then rub off on all the other players on the court. I wasn't quite sure to go that I would go that far. I wasn't quite sure we would see that quite to that level. I thought, well, yeah, he can defend, but I'm not sure that it's going to magically just make everybody else a better defender. And it did. And especially in the second half, it did. Now, again, Charlotte, they are not world beaters. They don't shoot the ball very well in general. But having Ronnie DeGray back in that spot to be able to then sort of be that linchpin defensively for the Shockers and have them lock down, close out better, do all the different things that they haven't done recently on the defensive end of the court, that's a really, really good sign for Shocker basketball moving forward.
It is. You saw him miss. He got onto the floor, missed a rebound, was very visibly frustrated by that. Good, like you should be. And that's what we've needed, like that sort of energy. You don't come into a game, play 17 minutes back from an injury, get two blocks and a steal without effort, right? Like high impact minutes there. And that's what he's always been for the program. And that's if you go all the way back to the injury, Paul Mills talked about it. Like, they're really going to miss him because he is their glue guy, especially defensively, I believe. And I'm paraphrasing here. Like, he covers up a lot of other people's mistakes when he's out there. And that's an important and critical role for Wichita State. Like, you've got to have, whether I don't even know how many minutes it is that he's going to put, but when he's out there, he brings the energy. They need that. They need somebody to be the standard bearer of the sort of effort and energy that needs to be out there all the time. And you and I both know that stuff in sports is highly contagious, right? Like, it's way contagious. When you've got somebody that's in it that aggressively and emotionally, like, you catch on to that.
Think of a guy like Dexter Dennis, for example.
Dexter Dennis,
like, he was that guy, right?
Yeah, defensively, he was. Go back, KU fans, go back to what KJ Adams was the national championship year. Like, he basically played that role, right? He'd come on, give you high energy minutes, defensively, athletically, all of those things, and it would impact games. That's hopefully what Wichita State can get back. And here's the reality of it, as frustrated as we all are, and we all are, that stretch of games, Temple, South Florida, UTSA, two of those being on the road, if that comes in the middle of the season, Tommy, it's not nearly as unnerving, I think, as it is for Shocker fans to come at the beginning of the conference season because of what happened last year. And we know that they got off to the 0-6 start and it snowballed and it really like derailed the. So that's the fear there. So bouncing back, getting that done is a really positive, I think, thing for the program. Now you get another home game against East Carolina this weekend. You have to follow it up. Now you've got a couple of wins. Yeah, you got to go to Memphis, and you've got Memphis and North Texas in two of the next three. But then after that, you still have all these games you can win and begin to pile up if you play. I will, and it will make it even more frustrating because the Shockers are a better team than a lot of their peers in this league. And they must
finish better than
that. They're a more talented team. And their best version is better than a lot of the teams can put out on the floor at any given time. So anything that steers them back in that direction is a really positive development. I know we compare them a lot, and it's just the way it is. I don't see a path for K-State to get anywhere close to what we hoped for them at the beginning of the season. Not going to happen. Wichita State can absolutely still get to the place that we thought they might get to this season. They totally can. They can play better. They can play up to their ability and finish near the, you know, top 3-4 of the American. It's on the table. Is it going to be harder because they lost a couple of games they shouldn't have? Sure it is. You know what you have to do in that sense? Go win a couple of games that you shouldn't have. Go beat North Texas or Memphis one of the two times that you play them. Beat Florida Atlantic, who's the other team sort of in that mix metrically. Like, go win some of it. And they totally can. Of course they can, right? Like, if we know that they can do that. So that's a real. I was very pleased last night just to see the things that have been plaguing them be corrected.
Yeah.
And, right. And, like that's the big thing.
You know, you end up being able to, regardless of how it came about, to put a W next to this game. You've got East Carolina at home this weekend. Now, had they lost last night and, you know, went started 0-4 in conference play, and then all of a sudden you're kind of back in that snowball world because you've got East Carolina. Then you've got Memphis and you've got North Texas. Yeah. Like, all of a sudden, like, you're looking at a carbon copy almost of what happened at the beginning of conference play a season ago. I read an article. I mean, obviously, we all know Taylor Eldridge does a phenomenal job covering the Shockers, and he talked about the importance of having Ronnie DeGray back in the lineup for late game situations and late game defensive stops. I think back to the DePaul game when they just gave up a bunch of three-pointers late in that game and DePaul pulled away and ended up beating them. That had been an issue all season long. But having Ronnie DeGray, Quincy Ballard, Corey Washington, if he's healthy, those guys haven't shared the court a whole lot, but they're the best defenders on the team. And if they can be in the game late, they can certainly help Wichita State to victory.
It does make it, you know, the tough start makes it harder to get fans back on board, but that's the job now. And that game at Memphis, you don't want to look ahead past East Carolina, becomes a big part of that, I think. We'll come back. We're going to switch, talk a little football when we return. Don't go away, Sports Daily. Rolling right along.